This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. The ambassador of Belgium is making an official visit to Cincinnati this week. He'll tour the city, meet with local officials, and deliver the keynote speech at the European American Chamber of Commerce's gala dinner. And he visits with us this afternoon. Later in the show, we'll hear about a new initiative to inspire a new generation of philanthropists. First up, despite the uphill battle he's facing to win the Democratic primary for the U.S. Senate, Cincinnati Councilmember P.G. Sittenfeld announced this morning he's not giving up. WVXU's Howard Wilkinson is here to tell us more about it. And Howard, what exactly did Sittenfeld have to say this morning?
Well, he had announced yesterday that he was going to make a major speech in Columbus at the State House, in front of the State House. And there was a lot of speculation that maybe he was going to drop out of the race because the polling is not very good.
Yeah, that would have been my inclination to think he was going to drop out.
That he was going to drop out. But he made a speech instead saying that he is in this thing for good. He's going to stay. He wants to offer Ohio Democrats a choice come next March. And he seems to be committed to this thing.
What do you make of this, Howard, with the Ohio Democratic Party backing former Governor Ted Strickland in the race? It looks extremely difficult. There's a lot of pressure on Sittenfeld.
He has everything lined up against him, the National Democratic Party, the State Democratic Party. President Bill Clinton has endorsed Strickland, Sherrod Brown, the Democratic senator from Ohio. Everything seems to be stacked against this 30-year-old council member from Cincinnati. One of the things he talked about today, though, was about his generation, the millennials, and that they have no representation in the Senate right now. And he says, look, you know, we need representation, and I can do that.
So would you say that to some extent, this is similar to some of the dissatisfaction that some Democrats have with Hillary Clinton being favored so heavily?
It is. I mean, there are some Democrats who don't react very well to being told by the party that this is our candidate. They remember, a couple of years ago when the party gave an early endorsement for governor to Ed Fitzgerald, and that turned out to be a total disaster. And John Kasich was reelected, with 64% of the vote. So, those people want a choice.
You know, you've been covering Sittenfeld's career and knowing what you do about him. Does this come as a surprise that he's being this tenacious?
Well, not particularly. I mean, he's very passionate about the issues he believes in. Public service and those sort of things. And so is Ted Strickland. I mean, he's had a long career both in Congress and as governor in public service. You know, he has a longer resume than PG does.
Yeah, PG is showing himself to be a tough, determined candidate. But is there any chance that he might bail out in the future or be pressured to bail out in the future?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. I'll make no predictions about that. Anything could happen between now and the filing deadline, which, is months and months away. But right now, he says he is absolutely committed to this race. And the winner of this primary, assuming it happens, then would face Republican Rob Portman, the incumbent, next fall.
So have we heard any reaction from Portman, or do we have any idea who Portman might rather face in this race?
Well, I don't know. It's hard to say. I mean, Strickland, of course, has a long record that they can take pot shots at. Sittenfeld has only been on city council since 2011, so there's really not much of a record there to go on. I don't know what the Portman campaign's preference is.
Okay. Well, Howard, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you.
WVXU political reporter Howard Wilkinson.